Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ramble.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of You Can Sit With Us. My name is Maggie, and I'm joined by my co-host, Becky.
Hello.
And Matthew.
Hello.
And we have Rainey here on the ones and twos.
Hi.
How's everyone doing this fine Tuesday morning?
Beautiful. It's sunny out.
It's another rainy day in LA. We're not complaining. I know like there's definitely more severe weather in different parts of the country and different parts of the world, but it's been a wet one.
It has been.
I just think we should get a refund.
Yeah.
I think we should just get some sort of tax credit back.
Yeah.
You moved to California for the sunshine, baby.
Yes.
Or at least SoCal.
The only thing I'm like crossing my fingers on is that we get like really cool super bloom. Which?
All the flowers.
All the flowers.
Yes. Spring showers. Bring me flowers.
Exactly.
I did do some replanting. Some of my succulents. Because I have this one that I bought and it was in our kitchen. It was tiny, tiny, tiny. And I put it in a planter outside and it like exploded. It's huge
thriving
now. So I started cutting it all off. And
yeah,
literally,
propagating.
I just stick it in the other planter and it grows roots.
Wow.
It's like a magic plant. So before the rain came, I was like hacking away.
You're going to be a full garden over there. Botanical garden.
Yep.
Everyone secret garden.
Speaking of roots, this is like a definitely a more glamorous topic, but we had to get our sewer line power jetted and there's like a bunch of tree roots that are like inside of our sewer
system.
That happens
a lot, I feel like. Yeah.
And we did it like 3 years ago and I just like thought to do it again because like it was raining and I don't know why. I think it's just like rainwater and things back up. Like I smelled something. So I just like called our plumber. I was like, hey, can you hydro jet it again? And he did like a full colonoscopy in our pipes and like showed us video of it. And he says, once there's like little tiny tree roots and it's closer to the street.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So the city system, it's not so much on our property, but you're still responsible for that. Apparently homeowner thinks it's clay out there. And so once the tree roots start to get in, they'll power jet them out, but they're still like little ones. So when they find water, they'll just continue to come back. Awful, awful,
awful, awful.
Awful. Anyway,
forever.
What happens if the tree goes through it?
You have to like fully like dig up the ground, excavate, and then replace it, which is very expensive.
I feel like I've never done anything to our sewer. How do you know if you have a sewer?
You definitely have a sewer.
It's a sewer. It's a line to the sewer.
Yeah.
From your house to the city sewer.
And you definitely probably did an inspection when you first moved in. If there was a problem, your toilets would, you would know. You would know.
The sewage would back up into your house. You thought the smell of that little skunky skunk was bad. Just you wait.
Just you wait.
Oh, I would. I mean, I would burn the house down. The house would have to go.
Yeah.
It's me or the house at that point. If poop is coming up,
I could never
go again.
I agree with you. That's the first thing we did when we moved in because I was like, what happens if the sewer like backs up? Yeah. Like it happened to one of my friends within like the first month of her moving into a new place. And I was like, I do not want stranger sewage backing up. Let's power jet
it's other people's?
Well, when you move in, it's other people's.
Oh, yeah, I thought you meant the sewage that was coming in was from other people's houses.
Yeah, they all just like funnel.
I mean,
they're all attached.
Possible, but not probable.
Yeah. You know? It could happen.
That's all connected.
Disgusting.
We're all connected.
That's disgusting. I don't want to be connected in that way. I want to be disconnected. I want to be.
But it's crazy because in the really old houses, they have the clay pipes.
Didn't you have to redo yours at any point, Matt? Do you? I don't know anything about this.
No.
There should be a little checklist. Like, how are we all supposed to know, like, how to maintain things?
Most people don't do anything about anything until there's a problem.
Yeah. But I was, like, reading, like, I was scrolling through TikTok and they were like, these are the things I wish I had known. And I was like, I wish it came with, like, region to region. Like, you should clean your windows this often. Like,
clean
I
your
just
windows
really
these
need,
2 days a year.
Okay.
Yeah, I really just
you
need
clean your windows, like, I don't know, once a month. Your outside windows?
Yeah, yeah. Like, or things, or like your downspouts. Like, how often are, like, I would love
what
a frequency.
What the hell is a downspout?
Like, your gutters.
I should not be a homeowner. What is a downspout? I've never heard of that.
It's you know your gutters. It's you know what a gutter is?
I know what a gutter is.
It's the piece that brings it down, you know, from the gutter.
Yeah. Yeah, see, I feel like you'd love this workbook. I'll find us
one. You should ask. We have the same gardener. He does them.
He does them?
Yeah. It's much safer for a professional to do it than Keith did it once. And I was like,
Clean the gutters.
Yeah. It's scary. And it makes a mess.
Well, yeah, you guys have lots of leaves.
We have lots of leaves. We have lots of trees. Although our neighbors, we do like them better than the other neighbors. They're much nicer. They did hack off like half the trees because they thought it would help with the leaves falling. And we were talking to them and we were like, nothing will help.
It grows back.
Nothing will help. It will always come back. Just get yourself a good leaf blower.
Yeah.
I love my leaf blower. I go around. I do the patio furniture after I wash it. I go, use like a big hair dryer.
Oh, it dries your patio furniture? Fascinating.
Yeah, it's just air.
That's what you use for all your TikTok videos. You just sit in front of a blower.
Yeah, who needs a Dyson air wrap when you can just sit in front of a leaf blower?
For your Beyonce hair.
Yeah.
I should use it for Bowie when I like hose him down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm sure he'd love that.
Just do, that'd be nice.
Speaking of roots and hair.
Uh-huh. Oh, boy.
Yesterday, I went to the Korean scalp.
Cool.
Treatment place. I don't know what you call
it. Was it a
head spa?
It was so good. Yeah, it was like a head spa.
What it was, city was it in?
So good. It was in like Rosemead.
Okay, cool.
So like in St. Gabriel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it was so relaxing. It was 90 minutes, which I feel like is a long time.
Did they do the camera and show you all your like...
It was disgusting.
Build up?
It was gross. Well, I also had to wash my hair in 5 days because I was like, I want to see what it would look like when it's at its worst.
Well, you also use a lot of product, so.
Yeah. Well, today I hardly used any. Because it like really they do a lot and then your roots are just like so lifted, you know, just like really like my hair was like
weightless.
Yeah. Weightless, yeah.
What do they do? How did it start?
So first they do the camera.
Okay.
And then they show you how disgusting you are, how filthy you are.
They and then shame you for a little bit.
They put you like in this little curtained off room, but it's like a lay down bed and the sink's on one side. So you like lay down and then they start massage. They massage you a little bit and then they put like so much shampoo. Like it's just more and more, like so much shampoo and it's like so thick and like the bubbles of it are like super, super tiny.
Oh. Whoa.
And they do like a full on just massage, just like over and over again.
Your hair like doubles in size.
Scalp. Whoa. Just like so everywhere. Nice. And then they go through that twice. But it's like a long time that she's doing it. I like probably like 30 minutes of like just... Shampooing. On watch shampooing you and like you know and then they do like a steam thing.
Oh yes, I've seen the little like almost hoods right that they put on.
It wasn't a hood, it was like you're in like the bowl kind of and then they have a steam that comes out of the bowl and it like it covers your whole face.
So does that help? I'm guessing like break down any
Yeah, like helps open your pores and stuff and your scalp.
Your skin does look very glowy today.
Absorb stuff. Yeah. And in the whole time, the thing you're laying on is a massage chair. Mm. So it's massaging your whole body at the same time. It's so relaxing.
Oh, that sounds so nice.
It was so relaxing. I was not expecting all that. And then after that, they go out and they blow dry your hair. And then they use all these... tools. Like, I don't even know what they are. It's like a whole setup, like 10 different things that they're using on your head, like UV wands and like red light therapy wands. And they have like this like oxygen sprayer thing and they like spray your scalp with oxygen. It was like so many things.
Did it feel so cooling?
Yeah, it was. It was so nice. And then at the end, they show you what your scalp looked like at the end.
And it was just like night and day difference.
Oh my God. Yeah.
So for the viewers, we're going to attach those photos. Of
you do not want to see them. They're so gross.
Of Matt's buildup to his so clean. Gross.
Is this something that you had like gone off and wanted to do and booked and everything? Or did like a friend be like, hey, you should do this with me?
David Dang was like, we need to do it. So I was like, let's do it.
That sounds so nice.
But you had a book like we booked it in like December. Like it was like you had to do it like a long time in advance.
Yeah, I looked at one. I don't remember if it was the one that Sophia went to. She did a video where she went to a head spa. Mm-hmm. And I looked it up and it was booked for like months.
Yeah, it was like, and when we were there, they're like, yeah, we're booked 4 months out right now. And I was like, so if you wanted to do this more regularly, you like...
Can't.
can't unless you do all your appointments now for the year, you know?
Sign me up, baby.
But it was really good. I don't know if I would go and do it
regularly,
but maybe like once a year, twice a year, you know?
Oh, yeah. And since you don't color your hair, do you?
No.
Yeah. I feel like it would only be bad if you dye your hair.
Yeah.
Probably can't go every.
Yeah, because then it's a lot of washing.
It's a lot of washing. It's going to take that cooler out.
Mm. Yeah. And they also give you, so nice. When you're like in the chair after they do like your red light therapy and stuff, they give you a full like upper body shoulder massage for like 15
the
minutes.
The best.
So good.
That sounds so nice.
It's so relaxing. You got to go. You got to go.
You got to go.
You got to try it at least once, you know?
I'm going to get a massage this week for the first time.
Ever?
No, probably like 2 years though.
Oh.
Hannah got me, my best friend got me a gift card last year for my birthday.
It expired before your birthday this year.
So I got to do it before it. No. She got me a gift card last year when I was pregnant because I was having like a lot of, because Henny was on the one side. Yeah. So I was having like a lot of hip pain.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they could do like a pregnancy safe massage, which are always like, they're kind of sad because you're like lying on your side. It's like not as exciting as like a regular one. And now that I'm not breastfeeding anymore, I feel like I can lay on my stomach for a comfortable. Yeah, I'm gonna be like, step on me.
Yeah.
Step on me. I want it to be like Vietnam where they were like twisting me into a pretzel.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's gonna be so nice.
You know.
So refreshing afterward.
So refreshing. And Kim and Don are in town. We love to see it.
We loved it. How long are they in town for?
Good grandparents.
They're actually here
time.
For like 2 weeks because it's my grandma's birthday.
Aww.
Okay. It's what would have been my grandpa's birthday.
Aww.
And then Keith and I are also going to see Olivia Rodrigo on Friday. So we were like, could you just extend your trip and we'll pay you the difference of the flights? And it was cheaper for them to stay days.
They got to pay you?
Yeah. So they actually gave us money.
You.
Yeah.
Yay.
So it was very nice having grandma and grandpa there. And I definitely see why people don't move away from their parents when they have kids.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it's a big help.
I feel like it's a real big help. It's pretty nice, I will say. It's kind of like having a live-in nanny. And Keith's been out of town, so Kim slept in bed with me a couple nights.
Aww.
And so she would like hear Henny on the monitor and be like, I got him.
Aww.
I'm like, yay!
Enjoy it now, Becky.
That's it, and then it's gone. It's gone.
Enjoy it now.
Yeah. But that's been nice. It's been so cozy because it's been rainy. So we've had like rainy mornings. And then Henny got his first cold.
Oh, how long?
Poor Bumbo.
Is he still sick right now?
He's a little like congested, but he was just like had a little cough and had a little sniffle.
There's a lot more to come.
So. Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I know. I was like, what's happening? So we did not go to Mommy and Me last week. So I missed my mommies.
It's probably where he got it.
No. I mean, honestly, probably. That's the only time he sees a lot of other babies.
Yeah. It's the baby's fault.
Or at least interacts with a lot of other babies.
Get all the germs. I mean, he needs to get all the germs. You know?
It is true. He does need to get some.
He needs all the germs.
Yeah. And he sees he has like one-year-old friends. Juju and Junie and Maxie. We got the baby gang.
Baby gang strong.
Yeah. He's got a new friend, Sammy. Sammy was just born in December.
Oh.
He's very cute. He's
teeny.
He's teeny. Yeah, I know he was little. He was early, too. Incy Bubba.
Mm-hmm.
He's so cute.
Mm-hmm. So cute. Do you know who's opening for Olivia Rodrigo?
Yeah, Chaperonin.
I'm so jealous. I'm so jealous. I thought that she'd be on the LA half of the tour. I can't make it on Friday.
She's the beginning.
Zach gets to go. I'll be out of town. Oh, I'm jealous.
Did I say her name right? Is it Chaperonin? I only ever read it.
I don't know, but I know she's good.
She's so good. She came up. I was actually an artist that came up on my like Spotify you might like. And I was like, okay, sure. And I was like, nailed it, Spotify.
Nailed it.
Thank you, AI and cookies.
Zach loves playing her in the morning because she has like this one song that like starts off really like soft. And then it like goes into it, and that's like when we're supposed to wake up.
That's what comes on every morning.
That's what comes on in the morning. It's a phenomenon.
It's exactly that one.
Is it that one?
Can you play a song with a fucking bang?
I like we're supposed to wake up. That's a cute song. Yeah, I'm really excited. I did not get to go last year because scalpers took all the tickets.
I was going to say, weren't tickets insane?
Tickets were insane. Yeah. Well, she capped the tickets at $100, and I want to say she capped these tickets too, but I could be lying, at $200. Mm-hmm. But we had to do outside resources, and we're doing scalpers for LA.
Maybe we should just become scalpers, you know?
I mean, it seems that's pretty lucrative. If I can say it, it seems really lucrative to be a fucking scalper. She's charging $100 for tickets and they're charging $1 billion.
Yeah. I heard that they're going to start sending like text statements if you like make up to a certain, I mean, scalpers, I guess like on the street, there's no record of it. But right. if you are doing it on StubHub or some sort of other online platform, you start getting. Platform.
Well, I assume, isn't it like bots?
Yeah.
You know, if like you know how do you code. Even get in? Yeah.
But they have all those checks and it's like, are you a human? And they somehow can, I don't know. Beyond
they're
me.
Like, I am a human. The AI human. Is like, I am human. Give me all the Olivia Rodrigo tickets.
Give me all the sneakers. Give me all the tickets.
Daylight savings time is coming up. And you know what that means? It is time to spring forward. It's finally not going to be dark at 5 p.m. We're all excited to have that extra hour of light in the evening again, but I absolutely dread waking up on the first morning after springing forward. This year, it's going to be easier because I have Hatch. Hatch can help you choose sleep, prioritize healthy habits, and make the time changes transitions seamless and enjoyable. The Hatch Restore helps you build sleep habits that make your unwind and wake-up routines simple and enjoyable. With a Hatch Plus subscription, you can access the latest routine-building features like Cue to Unwind, which signals you that it's time for bed, and Pillow Talk, which is just like your favorite shows or socials, but without the screens that keep you awake. Right now, Hatch is offering our listeners $20 off your purchase of the Hatch Restore and free shipping at hatch.co/sitwithus. Visit hatch.co/sitwithus to get $20 off and free shipping. hatch.co/sitwithus.
So what have your TikToks been looking like recently? Because mine have been insane. My TikTok for you page.
You start with a question like that, with that kind of intro. What are you watching?
I am on like deep conspiracy TikTok. Conspiracy and I cannot TikTok? Get off.
Are you a conspiracy theorist?
So
now?
Concerning.
What conspiracy?
I'm definitely a conspiracy theorist.
Like,
now.
Is it like chemtrails or like
aliens are coming? Like, okay. Definitely this year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Matt, what is going on over there?
okay. Also, the spiritual prediction people are doing all their predictions for this year. Oh my
God. Like Jesus?
No, like there's going to be like a great shakening in the world, especially like in North America. Yeah. And like all these earthquakes and like people are trying to like predict when they're coming. Their like spiritual guides are telling them all this stuff. It's cuckoo. Crazy.
I don't like it.
So much is happening.
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
So that's what I've been seeing on TikTok. Wow. So get your bunkers ready now.
What would you put in your doomsday bunker?
A lot of anchovies.
A lot of canned fish.
You would
like
explode from the salt. You would just shrivel.
You would have enough.
You need them. You need the salt.
You would shrivel. You would have no. You like would have one water. Pack of water.
Yeah.
Like what comfort items?
Yeah. What comfort? You know? I mean, you would have all the like you know the necessities and whatever. Yeah. But what would you? What would you like? Cozy thing? Would you have?
Well, I feel like because there's usually not electricity. You know. Mm-hmm. So I mean, you need something solar, mm-hmm. so that you can like. You know, be able to see.
As long as the sun is
you have
still
your little crank radio, around. So you can jam to the radio.
Jam to the... You think the radio is going to be playing?
In a lot of the apocalypse movies, it is. But really,
yeah, because they only have the radio messages. Because the EMPs destroy all the satellites.
And it's like the same song
Mackie,
over and
how do
over.
You not know this?
Wake up, sheeple!
I feel like you would need activities, honestly.
Definitely activities. I would need a fan. I feel like the air would be really stagnant. I feel like that would make me claustrophobic. Yeah.
Are we talking like maybe an inhale like fan? Or you want like a huge industrial
puzzles,
fan?
Big fan. Coloring book puzzles.
Coloring books would
you
be
you know,
nice.
Things to keep your mind busy because you're not going to be in a
crossword.
Good mental spot.
Yeah, know? Crosswords. Yeah,
so your Sudoku, you know, those things.
I've never been good at Sudoku. I like cannot do
well,
it.
A bunker time might be the time for you.
Bunker is when I'm going to get good at it. I wonder if anyone, Try Guys have never done it, but like a Try Guys survive in a bunker for a week.
They've done like something similar, but not a bunker.
No.
They've done like wilderness and like out to sea. I can't remember.
I mean, there are all these conspiracies about all the like super rich people creating bunkers, you know?
I mean, I bet they do.
I think I heard so. Who was it that just created a bunker? was like someone.
There's like tech people, like the Amazon, like Bezos, and like.
Oh my god!
All yeah, the big maybe tech it was people. Bezos.
I thought they were going to space. What are they going underground for if they're going to space?
Because they're going to say hi to the aliens, and then they're going to go home.
Good night, aliens. See you later.
But I mean, some bunkers look nice, you know. Like, remember on Kimmy Schmidt, on Breakaway Kimmy Schmidt, when she was a mole woman, that bunker looked nice.
I really wonder about your standards of like nice, like what you think is nice. It's the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt bunker.
That one was a nice one.
That looks like a nice bunker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess. I guess for being trapped and tricked. Okay. Okay. It's not a bunker, but what's been on my TikTok, because I've been watching it on Apple TV, is The New Look. Have you seen that yet?
Oh.
It's about Christian Dior.
Yeah.
And like Coco Chanel.
Yeah, very World War II. Yeah.
Yes. And it was during the, well, it starts with Christian Dior getting a question at the Sorbonne. Mm-hmm. And they asked him, you know, I heard Coco Chanel shut down her shop in Paris when the Nazis occupied, but you were still making clothes. Like, can you speak on that? And then he's like, well, there's the truth, and then there's the truth behind the truth. And then it flashes back to the, it starts in like the third year of the occupation. And then it went 4 years. And it showed how, and it's like, I looked up some of the stuff to see like, oh, I wonder how true this, like how super true to life this is. But he had a sister who was Catherine, who was in the French Resistance. And so it was a lot about them. And then Coco Chanel, she was having like an affair, like a love affair with this.
It's like a famous story.
Yeah. Very famous. And so it just kind of goes into that with a Nazi or Nazi like officer. It's just really interesting. It's really pretty. And you'd think it'd be all about fashion, because I think his first store was called The New Look, something like that. So me and my mom started watching it because we thought it would be about fashion.
And it's not. More about.
It's more about the resistance and about war.
I know.
So, check it out. It's really good.
When I saw that, I was thinking it was going to be more like The New Feud, you know, where it's all about like the drama, like women drama and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's drama. There is drama like between Coco Chanel and Dior, but it like comes later. So we don't really know. I mean, well, we just had our first, when she started having that affair, Christian Dior was called to this ball, this big of like one of the big like Nazi generals. And he was like, no, I'm not going. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. And finally they were like, you have to go. It's going to be dangerous if you don't go. And he's like, fine, I'll go. And when he gets there, it's the wife of an officer used to go to school with his sister and was like, they're looking for her. Like she was trying to warn him the whole time. So he's leaving and he looks across the room and Coco Chanel is there partying and dining and like smoking and
bad.
It's cray cray. So there's drama like that where like they're kind of at odds in that, because like, yeah, she did close up her shop, but also she's like dining and partying with them. And it's interesting because, you know, it's only one more year until the war ends. So like seeing them talk about certain things, about how they're interacting, is really interesting. Yeah, it's definitely, the feud is definitely about how they behaved. And then you see some glimpses into the future about things like Coco Chanel seems like, at least in the beginning episode, when you see her talking about Christian Dior, it's like in a very like fuck you kind of way. So like something more had to have happened, or it's just like her guilt is overwhelming.
The drama will unfold.
But it's really good. I don't really know much about fashion designers, so I thought it was a good...
All the fashion houses.
Yeah. I had no idea about any of their like history in Paris. So I thought that was really cool. And Maisie Williams is really good. She was in Game of Thrones. She plays Christian's sister, who gets taken as part of the resistance.
Yeah. My God, Maggie, what's on your For You page right now?
I'm trying to...
I have conspiracies. She has World War II.
And World War II and Christian Dior.
I feel like my algorithm doesn't know me as well, because I don't really... I'll like swipe through TikTok at night, but I'm not like on it constantly. But a lot of recipes. What else? I've been watching the latest season of True Detective, which I just finished last night. Or what day was it? Sunday? No, two nights ago. Which was good. It was good. I like the first season better, but it was great.
This one just feels so cold.
I know. So this entire season is all in darkness. Have you watched it at all? No.
Yeah, it's kind of spooky. It's in Alaska.
It's in Alaska. So like every episode, it'll be like 3 days of, or it'll be like December 23rd, and it'll be like this many days without sunlight. So it's all at night. It's snowy and cold. The colors are really dark. It's about, they're trying to like solve a mystery. I don't want to spoil it though. So
Jodie Foster's so good.
Jodie Foster's in it.
Oh, I like Jodie Foster.
Crazy.
Did you finish it?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I just like watching that. I'm just like, it's like you never know what time of the day it is. Because it just always, it looks like nighttime. So you feel like everyone's going home for a night, but then they're like going to work. And you're like, this isn't, like, it's really disorienting.
That's going to be so hard to live somewhere like that. Yeah. Where
I was thinking about them shooting it too. I was like, this must have been hard to shoot for crew. But yeah, living there also, woof.
No.
No. I always think of that scene in The Proposal. With Sandra Bullock and Ryan Reynolds. He lives in Alaska. His family lives in Alaska. And she has to pull the really big blackout shades. Or I guess they come down.
Because it's always daytime at one point? Oh.
Or it was like daytime. It was like 6 o'clock. She was going to bed. And they were like. I was like, I guess you need that.
I mean, sometimes it's always light. It's true. They really mess with your like. Circadian rhythm, you know.
Oh, 100%. Babies have a really hard time figuring out day and night. And when Henny was like little, like right when we brought him home in the mornings, we would take him and hold him by the window. And we'd be like, this is daytime, Henny.
Make those hormones.
Yeah, daytime. Right. Daytime. You know, and he was a little jaundiced when he was little. So sunlight's also good.
He's tan.
You get his tan. He gets a little tan in. Yeah. But that would be really disorienting.
It's like being in Vegas. You just never know what time of day it is.
Oh my God. Yeah. When you walk in casinos, isn't that why they don't have clocks? It's because they don't want you to know.
Because they want you just to be there forever and never leave. And just spend all your money. There.
Kind of like the Lotus from Percy Jackson. Time moves differently there.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's crazy. Whoa. Which the scene in the show. Not my favorite.
Wasn't as good as the book.
It wasn't. It needed more. I was like, why are we here for 5 minutes? This is a huge, everyone's waiting for this. But no, didn't happen. But you know what? I still loved it. Still loved it. I do. Beautiful. I am really interested. I'm like Percy Jackson, Stranger Things. What are other kid shows like or shows with kids? Like Percy Jackson, I feel like the main character like went through puberty like while the show was being filmed. So like in one scene, he like very clearly looks like a little kid, like a 12, 13-year-old, which he's supposed to be in the show. And then, like, it'll flash, and you'll be like, okay, that kid's 16. Like, that kid has passed puberty. And, like, with Stranger Things, I'm like, there's got to be a time jump this season. These kids are, like, 24.
Yeah, now they look way older. It's true.
They're not little baby high schoolers.
And I was like the same thing with Harry Potter, right? Like,
there's
so many of them.
I guess they did never really talk about their age.
Yeah.
Unless they say it, you know, they're like, we're 12. And you're like, what the fuck? Are you? Are you?
You're like, you used to be.
Truth.
True. We were all 12 once.
Truth.
Well, Maggie.
We got
some questions for us.
Yes. We have some advice. So our first write-in is, I'm writing in because I'm hoping you guys might have good advice for a 28-year-old female who is planning a solo trip to NYC. What advice do you guys have for me? What are things I should keep in mind? Things to look out for? Make sure I bring? Or heck, what are the things in NYC you personally recommend I visit? I'm super excited, but I am nervous and I've never been. But I want the chance to feel liberated by taking on the Big Apple all by myself. As you may already know, being a woman is already hard enough, but a woman in a big city all by myself? Terrifying.
I do know what it's like to be a big woman in the big city.
Tell us, Matthew.
I'm just kidding.
And one tip I have that I always do when I go to New York is enter in all the lotteries for all the Broadway shows, especially since you're solo. getting one
so much
ticket,
easier to get.
Yeah,
a ticket.
Mm-hmm. I've gone to so many, like especially when I was in college and like right after college, I went to so many shows. Like even if you don't know what
musicals
the show
you want to see.
Yeah, I remember my girlfriend and I went to, we saw Mark Rylance, Tony, Oscar, maybe Emmy, I'm not sure. Winner, Mark Rylance, and like half the cast of Skins on Broadway in this like crazy play. And it was like $20 to get in because of the lottery.
You should do it.
So definitely enter in all the lotteries.
Mm-hmm. Isn't there like last minute lines that you can get in on as
Oh, yeah. If you go to like Times Square and you go by like the people that are selling the tickets, if you're willing to run, you could go to so many shows for like way cheaper than if you buy it.
Ahead
like
of time.
At face value, yeah. You like, you will be running, but if you can run fast, you can get there.
Yeah.
You definitely need to get, you know, a good bagel and schmear, you know?
Yeah.
New York has the best bagels.
Mm-hmm. Best bagels.
So good.
You got to do that. Walk through parks. New York has great parks, but like Prospect Park in Brooklyn, Central Park, there's Washington Square Park at night is very cool. I feel like I'm in a movie every single time I go. Mm-hmm. There's just people just like playing music and so many people walking around.
Turn Face ID off of your wallet on your phone because you can use it on the subway.
Mm.
So do your little, instead of buying a Metro card, you can use Apple Pay or assume Google Pay and usually have to have your Face ID to turn it on. So if you turn that off and you double click, you can just tap and walk in.
Oh, that's nice.
You don't have to worry about having a card.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. The cards are so nice.
So that's when always you would move really fast.
Yeah. I mean, you have to decide what type of trip you want it to be. Do you want it to be like see all the tourist stuff in New York City trip? Mm-hmm. Or do you want to be like, just enjoy life there?
Yeah.
Kind of a trip? Because those are very different.
Yeah.
You know? That's true.
Another thing I like to do before I go to cities or new places that I've never been before is I will star places based on like hearts on people recommended, drop little notes. That way, when I'm navigating the city, I can kind of like be strategic and be like, okay, I want to hit this first. Then I'm going to hit the next one. And I kind of have like a frame of reference of like what the map looks like and where I am in relation to these places. Yeah. So I'll just like survey friends who have been there and be like, what do I need to do? And I'll just be like, cute coffee shop recommended by Michelle. And I'll like put like a note. Because sometimes I'll just like bookmark things and I'm like, oh, I don't remember who told me to go here. Like why I want to go here. Like best croissant. And I'll just like write it down.
Have you ever done like the Statue of Liberty? Like Ellis Island?
The Empire State Building? No, I've only done like the bike ride on like the Hudson River.
Yeah.
Like along there. Mm-hmm. And I've looked at the Statue of Liberty.
I feel like you have to go at least once in your life.
Yeah.
You
know, yeah. I did it in junior high or high school.
My first time, I think I went like at the beginning of college.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite trip? Too many to count. I don't know.
All of them.
Well, because I'm from the East Coast. I feel like it's everything's so close there.
Yeah.
You know, so it's easy
to train right away.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's always the most fun where you don't overplan.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And just see where it takes you.
I feel like just walking around is nice. You'll bump into things.
Mm-hmm.
And I like checking social media for stuff. Like I'll be like, I don't know, best. Keith really likes to get Uyghur food. So we'll be like best Uyghur food in New York. And then we write it down. Kind of like Maggie's thing. You put it on a list.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, okay, this morning, let's go get food. Mm-hmm. And that's our activity. That's our activity for the day. Get some big plate chicken.
Yeah.
Get some big plate chicken.
Yeah. I mean, New York has so many, like every type of food you could ever want.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, and it's so good.
Yeah. It is tasty.
Pick some spots.
I think the best
do some research.
Place we ever went was in Flushing. There was this downstairs. It was recommended by Mike Chen. We took a cab from like Manhattan to Flushing. Yeah. And this cab driver was like, you know, there's Chinese food like where you're at. And we're like, no. We have to go to this place. And you literally like walk down the stairs and there were all these tiny little stalls.
Mm.
And they had the best. It was like pork and leek dumpling that like I've ever had in my entire life. We were there for like probably 2 hours just like eating.
So good.
Just going to like each of the stalls and getting something new. So good. So highly recommend to go to Flushing for good Chinese food.
Yeah, that's where all the authentic. So yummy. New York. Love New York.
Museums. There's a lot of good museums. Mm-hmm. If there's the weather's poor, that's like a good day to plan a museum visit. MoMA is like amazing. I'm trying to think of like the special exhibits they had. I think that they had the Met outfits. I'm trying to remember. But they had a lot of stuff that like reminded me of Versailles as well. They had like the antiquities are really cool. Mm-hmm. I could spend every single time I go there, I feel like it's so big that the your Met, experience is going to be so different each time.
Mm-hmm. It is. They always have the cool exhibits, cool stuff.
I really liked, we went to the Museum of Broadway. It's new. We went there for the first time.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, it's new. It's only within the last like couple years. Mm-hmm. It's very cute and it has all different, like, if you like Broadway, you'll like it. I think if you're not a fan of Broadway, probably don't go. Don't go. But it was really, really cute. And there was lots of information and all of the like docents that were there like knew so much.
Right.
you'd be standing and like reading. We were like reading something about the Phantom of the Opera and the docent that was there was just like, gave us a million fun facts and tidbits about
I've seen the Phantom of the Opera 342 times.
Yeah, it was just, it was so cool. It was really, I thought it was very fun. I took my parents.
That's cute. Yeah,
it was neat.
Yeah.
In terms of staying safe in a big city, I would make sure you like have a good purse. Keep your purse on you.
Do you ever, do you guys ever carry like a whistle or like mace or like one of those little stabby things?
I don't
like
know if it's true legal anymore, but I had mace when I went to New York, like maybe the second time I went there, and I was bringing it, I was on my girlfriend's keys and I gave it to her and, or I was giving it to the guy, she worked at a restaurant, so I was giving it to the guy at the host stand. And he was like, you actually can't have mace in New York. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
He was like, this is like illegal. And I was like, I don't know if that's real or if he was lying to me, but forever stayed with me. But the most I've ever had is mace.
I would always get it taken away. So I just kind of stopped carrying it.
Whoa.
Like, give me your mace.
Yeah. Like at concerts and stuff, like you'll forget you're carrying it. And they're like, ma'am. You can't have this. And I'm like, you're right.
You're like, sorry. Senora.
You're right. My goodness. Yeah.
I do find my friends with a lot of my friends and let them know like, oh, like, especially like if I'm going to somewhere else. I guess always be aware of your surroundings. I feel like that's a normal big city thing. I have the AirPods where if you squeeze it, you can still hear what's happening outside. Mm-hmm. You can hear your music and the outside. But I like having that on when I walk. I do that when I walk in LA too.
I feel like in New York, is it as like crazy of people getting like drugged and stuff?
That's horrible. Well, I guess the normal stipulations of like don't take drinks from strangers. Yeah. And they have scunchies now. I think it's like a scrunchie or like a bracelet that you can dip in your drink to see if anything's happened to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But definitely, yeah, don't take drinks from strangers.
No.
Mm-mm.
Or leave your drink anywhere.
No.
Yeah.
Take it with you in that bathroom.
Stay safe.
Stay safe.
And have fun.
Yeah, it's hard. Traveling alone's hard. I've never gone on like a vacation by myself.
Mm.
I've done things alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess I've always gone and like met friends. Mm-hmm. Even if I'm there a couple days alone by myself or something. But
yeah,
I've done that. Yeah.
I think it's very empowering.
Yeah. You
know? Just to be by yourself the whole time.
And it's so nice to not have to be on other people's schedules.
Yeah.
Like if people sleep in or wake up early, you can just like go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Last time I went to New York, I stayed in Airbnb for the first time.
Oh, how was that?
Because before that, I'd always stay with friends or like in a hotel or something.
Mm-hmm.
We got in so much trouble. We were too loud literally the whole time.
And you I was like, complaints?
We're normal. This is
bad like, boy.
It would be like normal talking. Like, it's not like we were up like late partying or anything. It's like literally like playing a board game. You know what I mean? The neighbors would get mad and the lady would call me and be like, you're breaking the rules.
Oh, I bet you they're just sick and tired of being next to a rental. So it, like, there's already like festering ill will towards that. So like any sort of volume, I'm sure.
That's because like a lot of the hotels you go to stay at, they're like the room is like a closet.
Yeah.
It's like so small, you know. So well, I guess you're by yourself. It makes it easier, but yeah,
that's true. Oh, bring earplugs. It's so
noisy neighbors.
So noisy.
It is very
noisy.
Especially
at night. Neighbors.
There's constant construction, cars honking. Mm-hmm. Like the second cars, like the light turns green, you'll hear beep.
Have you spent much time in like Jersey City or anything?
Mm-mm, I've never been.
Because those are like the best views of New York.
Yeah.
You know, from over
it's
there.
It's across the view of New York.
Yeah. Like I went for a wedding once. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
We have a lot of friends who rent out there. Mm-hmm. And they're like, jokes on everyone else. We have the best view. Yeah. And the best amenities.
Not to be all about spas today, but there's my friend was telling me there's an amazing spa that's right on... Oh, right on the water across from New York. And there's all these pools and stuff out. So you're like in the hot tub pools.
Whoa.
Like looking at the city.
So fun.
Let's go to New York just for that.
Matt is done. You're so good on self-care. Always a spa somewhere.
Booked and busy.
There's always a spa somewhere.
Well, hopefully that answered your question of some things to do in New York.
Yeah. And our next advice. Let's see. This one's a long.
Oh, get a portable charger.
One. Oh, portable chargers.
Oh my gosh,
because
your phone always dies.
Your phone doesn't die.
Yeah.
And that was one of the best things I ever got.
It's fully charged. So there's,
it's a good idea. I need to do that because now my phone's like dying all the time. Yeah.
You know,
struggle.
One I got was one that goes on the back of your phone if you have that MagSafe.
I do. I have that.
Yeah. Ooh. I got it at Best Buy because my phone kept dying and I was always like, especially when Henny was like really little, Keith would be like, where are you?
How many charges does that give you?
Like, I'm lost.
How many charges does that one give you?
You were letting your phone die on purpose, Becky. You're like, mom needs a break.
No, I just forget to plug my phone in all the time.
Me too.
But I would be out with Henny and he'd be like, where's my family? See. I would go driving and be like, oops, my phone's dead.
Outright. I have followed a pod since day one. I have loved listening to your weekly show and your various perspectives you give your listeners. Truth be told, I've never written to a show. I don't think anyone will read this. However, I really could use some advice as a woman in her early 30s with few friends or family to talk to. I have a best friend of over a decade now. We both live in California. We met through work when I was 22 and she was 19. We hit it off right from the start. People thought we had known each other for years, and literally, we had been coworkers and friends for only 6 months. Fast forward, we have seen each other through some rough situations. Sometime during 2020, my best friend met and fell for my former high school bully. She ditched me for him, as she often has done while dating, because she's bad at balancing relationships with friendships.
What?
Becky's dying of laughter.
What kind of small world? Your new best friend that you didn't really know, or like that you didn't know your whole life, starts dating your high school bully. What are the odds?
I guess they both grew up in California, so I can't. That's crazy.
The odds are small, Becky.
Yeah.
They're small.
I didn't want to seem like a bitchy best friend who didn't want to see her friend happy in a relationship, so I just didn't reach out and tell her anything about my past with her current boyfriend. In July of 2023, they were on a break. I swooped in on my shot to take my best friend to Florida. While we were there, we had a great time. No time had passed, it seemed. We connected right away. However, I decided one night that while in Florida to tell her the truth about her boyfriend being my former bully. I also told her that if she should get back together with him once back home in California, I will support this decision. But I would not attend their wedding if they chose to tie the knot in the future.
Jumping a couple steps ahead. She will not be at the christening of their first
child. Take it a day at a time. Wow.
I know this was hard for her to hear. It was hard for me to speak the truth. A few days later, we flew home. I found out after we had been home, she asked her boyfriend about me. He still doesn't respect me and defended his choice to bully me all those years ago.
Wait, how? What did he say to confirm?
Like, yeah, I bullied her.
Yeah, grown up in his early 30s. Like
yeah,
I bullied that girl and I'm glad I did.
He will still make rude comments about me while on the phone. My question to you is, over 10 years of friendships with this girl and seeing each other through deaths of loved ones to some of the best moments of our lives, would you still have a friendship with someone who is in a relationship with your bully? How do you make that work, if so? Or do I break up with the friendship and say, you know, girl, we have a good run, but I know you love him, so go be with him and live your best life. Thanks for reading this. And if you read this on the pod, thank you for all and any of the advice. I love y'all.
Girl, run. Do not be friends with that. No.
I know, especially if there's someone who's doubled down and said, yeah, I regret nothing.
Well, why wouldn't the friend be like, be fucking nice to her. Don't say that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, your friend should stick up for you if they're a real friend. If they're not doing that, then they're not a real friend to you.
Yeah.
No. And also, like,
it doesn't matter who she's
dating. If he wasn't your bully, if he was anyone's bully and a grown adult was like, I stand by that decision, fuck her.
Yeah.
Like, why would you want to date that person? That's a really weird character flaw.
Yeah, that's not good.
It's he's showing his true colors.
Yeah.
It's going to affect you a lot later.
I also really need a follow-up to be like, tell me about the bullying.
Yeah.
Yeah, what type of bullying?
What did this kid do to you? One, Squirrelies? So we can go mess him up. But two, like, what is he still defending these years later? Like, that's was he like, did he spread rumors about her? And he's like, yeah, I don't feel bad that I spread rumors. Because again, that's a bizarre thing. Because
they were true.
Well, he's still
a early to mid 30s man to do.
She's still saying that he makes rude comments about me on the phone, which I'm like,
I would be like, shut the F up.
Be an adult.
Does he think he's being like funny or like, you know what I mean? I
guess that's true. Like, if he thinks he's being witty,
or like he's like picking on her because maybe he actually likes her. I don't know.
No. Get that trope out of here. Get that trope out of here. Kids don't need to hear that. Nobody picks on you because they like you. I don't know what old man made that up. I mean, people pick on you because they're mean.
He's jealous, you know, of something.
Oh, definitely jealous. I mean, it's all his problems.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he's just putting his problems onto her. Mm-hmm. But yeah, don't be friends with that person. No. Bye-bye. Adios. Have a good life. See you never.
I mean, it depends how much they talk. Like, what would you say? Like, would you say anything?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I would say a lot of things. I would have a lot of words. I'd have many words. I would say, hey, Susan, your boyfriend bullied me in high school. It was really rude. And the fact that you don't stick up for me when he tries to bully me now, it's really hurtful. So it's me or him, bitch. Me or him.
Hang up.
Don't even let her respond.
Don't even wait for an answer.
You have 24 hours to make a choice. Hang up my rotary phone.
Okay, millennial.
Sorry, it has to be. Yeah, I would just say that to her. And I'd also be like, I don't want to be friends with someone who could date a bully, a proud bully.
Mm-hmm. I know.
That mean you are as an adult. Like, what does a proud bully grow up to be? The Bachelor? Like,
and you'd hope someone who previously bullied would grow up and be horrified and be like, yeah, that was, why did I do that?
If they had, you know, character growth, but.
Yeah, it sounds like he hasn't grown up since high school and hang up, deuces.
I mean, because a lot of times it's like, if there's someone that's like, how do I say this right away?
Matt's about to defend bullies. No,
I'm just kidding. Not. I'm saying it like, the girlfriend, right? From her perspective, like, if there is another person that is like being like, you guys shouldn't be together, it kind of makes her double down and be like, we should be together. You know what I mean? So then it's kind of like reinforcing the bad behavior rather than choosing, you know, probably a better choice.
Yeah. So I guess my ultimatum is not good. Yeah. Maybe don't hang up the phone. If she was like, you can still date him. However,
I don't want to see him.
I don't want to see him. Yeah. And it hurts my feelings that you would be okay with that. Mm-hmm. Like, by dating him, you are hurting my feelings. Mm-hmm. And if that's something you're okay with, then maybe we shouldn't be friends anymore. Maybe we should take a break.
Yeah.
It's not you, it's him.
Yeah. I think that's probably a better answer.
Click. Click. Don't talk to me again. And then I would bully him.
Becky's gonna get the cyberbullying out. Get the cyberbullying out.
I think Brady Mean comment about him on his Instagram. I'd be like, you're a jerk.
On his Instagram.
On his Instagram on my computer. Be like, you're a real piece of work, Jimmy.
I mean, you know, boundaries.
Yeah.
Just put up the boundaries.
Yeah. Hang up the phone, girl. Hang it up on that relationship. I think it's already over. Because if she was a true friend, she would defend you. So really, she's the one who's ending the relationship, not you.
Yeah. All right, we got one more.
Oh!
This good friend, 28 female of mine. I am a 30-year-old female. We hung out a ton while studying abroad for my master's degree. Since I came back from my fall internship, she has now been declining every invite of mine, saying she's too busy. She only has one course and a part-time job that's roughly 15 hours a week, but she has been declining to meet with me for 3 weeks straight and throwing the same statements that she is busy. However, I see snaps from the movie theater, nightclubs with other friends. I was thinking of confronting her as to why she doesn't want to hang out and why she is avoiding me. Any advice? Appreciated.
Yeah, just ask her. Are you avoiding me? But you also don't get to tell someone when they're busy. You know what I mean? Like having the caveat of her saying like,
I was gonna say,
she only has like a 15-hour work job and she only goes to one class. Well, you don't know the rest of her life.
Yeah.
You can't
sometimes
say
there's
that.
Family.
Yeah, sometimes there's other stuff going on. But yeah, just ask her. And if you really care. Otherwise, say bye-bye.
And it's also like you're, maybe she isn't physically busy, but like there's a lot to do with mental space, right? Maybe she doesn't have the mental space to... Like, you've been gone for a while, so, you know, you can't just come back like nothing's happened.
Right.
Like, what contact did you have while you were gone the whole time? Did you peace out?
Yeah.
Matt, it seems like this is very personal to you. Would you like to open up about the experience you've had?
No, but I feel like whenever I would go and study abroad, I would just, like, forget the people back home. You know what I mean? Because you're, like, there, you're experiencing things. Your, like, day-to-day is different, but their day-to-day is the same.
Right.
The time change.
Yeah, there's always time differences and stuff. So she's kind of thinking about like, what is this girl doing to me? Maybe what did you do to that girl?
You should see if there's like a back and forth and like you've invited her out multiple times. Next time you see her doing something with a group of friends being like, hey, I want to be a part of that next time and see what she says.
Yeah.
And then if she's like clearly like, no, then you can directly ask, be like, hey, miss you, care about you. Makes me sad that we can't hang out, and then see if what comes out of that.
Yeah. If it bothers you, just say something. See something, say something.
Feel something, say something.
Yeah.
If you feel it in your heart, say it with your mouth.
Words of wisdom by Becky.
Live, laugh, love. Live, laugh, love. Peace.
Your interpretive communication right now is
very into gestures. Mm. Bring back gestures, you know?
What's the one?
Matt just did the BTS heart.
No, what's the millennials or the
like Gen Z people do? Gen Z does like a different heart than we do.
Matt's trying really hard.
Matt's more like a boomer.
Go ahead, Becky. Show me
that. Hey, that was pretty good. Matt's making a heart with his bony little fingers.
I know I do have bony
his bony fingers. Little claws, his grippers.
Go ahead, Becky. Let's see yours.
I would do a heart like that.
Do it this way, though. This way is harder.
Is it just that?
I feel like this is a millennial way of making a heart.
You're making fun of me and you can't even do it. Bully. Becky is bullying me.
I'm a proud bully of Matthew McClain.
Probably. You probably would claim that.
I actually have a secret account and I comment on all your Instagrams, mean things.
Hey.
Your smile's not perfect.
Hey, you know, anything that'll boost the profiles, let's do it.
Thanks for the boost engagement. The that's funny. Yeah, girlfriend. Talk to your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Tell her. Peace out, Cub Scout. Mm-hmm. Or just be like, what's up? Work on yourself. Work on the world.
You're just full of mantras today.
Didn't you tell me I need to have more mantras? Who was saying that? I am. Worthy. I am doing something.
I am. Something. I am.
Oh. We were talking about mantras the other day.
I do remember that.
You exist. It was the mantras. If you say you are, then you are.
Yeah. Yeah. It was talking about changing your identity, basically, how you identify yourself. So if you're a smoker and you want to be a non-smoker, you say, I'm a non-smoker.
Yeah. Instead of I'm quitting smoking.
Yeah. Instead of I'm quitting smoking.
Mm. I'm a non-smoker.
Add that to the list.
That's your mantra.
That's my mantra.
Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in this week. Be sure to wash your hands, get vaccinated, be kind to your neighbor, be kind to yourself, be after sex, and we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.